Wherever summer takes you, save on your journey with True North convenience stores and Red Bull. Enjoy the new Red Bull Summer Edition, White Peach, a perfect balance of bold, sweet, and refreshing. Right now, grab any 3 8-ounce Red Bull for $6.50 and save 10 cents off a gallon, just in time for your next road trip. Save big all summer long with the True Rewards mobile app, available in your favorite app store. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Spectrum Business keeps real businesses like Rise Bakery connected.
As a business owner, my Spectrum services help simplify my day. Everything we do is easier knowing that we've got a reliable connection. And it helps our business just run really smoothly. Even though our techniques are very ancient, we rely just as heavily on technology. Spectrum allows my business to go from surviving to thriving.
Keep your business running smoothly with Spectrum Internet, starting at $40 a month. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.
Opening day. At this moment, every fan from every team feels exactly the same way at the exact same time. Like anything is possible. And on Arena Club, home of the original Slab Pack, you can rip open that feeling anytime you want. All the excitement, the hope and anticipation, the love of the hobby and love of the game is right there in your hand. Have an opening day every day. Let the chase begin at arenaclub.com.
Happy Friday! Welcome in. It's Willard and Dibs here on 95.7 The Game, but no Willard or Dibs. Both the fellas, they've got family graduations to attend to, so they're taking today off to be with family to celebrate a major milestone in their family's lives. It's Mark Randy, Evan Giddings with you here on Willard and Dibs. We're with you until 6 o'clock tonight here on 95.7 The Game as we get ready for Giants-Dodgers first edition of the year. Kind of crazy, Evan, that we are now on the 13th of June, middle of June, and we haven't had Giants-Dodgers yet this year. We finally have that. They're separated by just one game. We'll get into everything Giants-Dodgers related. We also got to react to what happened yesterday at Coors Field. But, Evan, happy Friday. How you doing?
Well, speaking of graduation, I feel like I moved from the first to the second grade. Now I'm on the afternoon show with you. I'm happy to be here for a day. And yeah, I think this is huge. It's the first Giants-Dodgers series in a while that people are undoubtedly going to be locked in on. Like now, every time the Dodgers come to town or the Giants go to L.A., you know, it's always a big deal, but I just feel like the Giants have been so far behind the eight ball and really just living in the shadow of insert NL West team, even going back a couple of years ago when the Diamondbacks made the World Series. Yep. That it hasn't been something of intrigue. And I feel like we're at the point now where the Giants are must watch. And that's crazy to think about in June because it's still relatively early in the schedule. But this is the first time they'll meet this season. I'm dialed.
Did you feel that way about the Giants? Did you feel they were must watch before the 7-game win streak? And then obviously what happened yesterday snapping the streak? Or have you felt that largely for the most of this season?
Well, I think a big part of it is the Warriors are done. I mean, if we're going to be honest, the Giants started 8-1. They started 12-4, and they were doing a lot of what they've been doing during the 7-game win streak, not extremely to the one-run sense, but they've been playing good baseball right out of the chute. I mean, you make a case that the only reason why we were talking about them getting hot and now moving into a place where they are a game back of the Dodgers just because of their start. They went almost 500, I want to say, for like a 30 or 35, 36-game stretch.
Right after they started out, and that
also coincided with, of course, the Warriors' run. So I think myself, like a lot of Bay Area sports fans, now is the time where we can get into the Giants, and I think it just so happened to coincide with that recent run.
And years past, when even like last year, when the Warriors weren't even in the playoffs, right? They got decimated in the play-in game, and you don't have any Giants basketball in the middle of April. You have nothing in May, and definitely nothing in June, even though the playoffs are still going on, the NBA playoffs, that is. The Giants weren't really able to capture the attention of Bay Area sports fans, at least not to the level with which they have so far this year, at least specifically the last couple of weeks. They did, though, suffer a really rough loss yesterday in Colorado. They led 7-2 after five innings. You called it in the eighth inning when they were up 7-5 that Randy Rodriguez was going to come in and struggle at the very least, and he ultimately blows the save, and the Giants lose 8-7. It would have been a sweep. It would have been an 8-game winning streak headed in to L.A. versus the Dodgers. Instead, maybe not quite as happy of a flight down to L.A., and now they got to gear up for Yoshinobu Yamamoto today. Logan Webb on the bump. We'll get to that, and we'll talk about this entire series, talk about some Dodger hatred and all that. But really quickly, Evan, let's rewind to yesterday. I mean, does that take any of the shine off of what the Giants team has done the last week and a half? I mean, they had won 7 games in a row, all of them except for the 7th one by 1 run, and they maybe are coasting to what we all would have thought was the easiest win of the bunch, and then they ultimately end up blowing it and lose it.
No, it doesn't ruin or mar anything for me. How I would describe that is a necessary loss. And what I mean by that is the Giants have been playing with fire for a long time.
They have been.
I mean, I said it in the crossover. I'll say it again. It is not a given when it's your first time doing something. So, yesterday at the cafeteria with Steiny saying Reyna Rodriguez is going to blow this is a little tongue-in-cheek. Like, it's an educated guess. Yeah, he's got a subatomic ERA. He's been unhittable. However, if there was a time he was going to fail, it was yesterday. And I don't care who you're playing. When you're doing something for the first time, which Rodriguez was trying to get a 3-out, 9th inning save, had never done it before at the big league level in his career.
Yeah, his save versus the Padres, he came in after Walker got 1 out, right?
He needed to get 2 outs.
Yeah.
And there is a difference when you're coming in with men on base and when you're coming in the inning clean. He, the entire time in the bullpen, is warming up to go close that inning thinking, I've never done this before. That's completely different than being thrown into the fray and doing pretty much what your body just reacts to doing, which is saving the situation. So I think it was a little presumptuous for people to just believe that Rodriguez was going to go in and not struggle whatsoever. Now, obviously, the error didn't help, but, and I put this out on social media, before that, he goes 3-2 with the first 4 hitters of the inning.
Yeah.
He was not ahead in any count outside of 1. And I think it was 1-2 or might have been 0-1. That's nerves. Like, that is first-time nerves from a guy who is extremely talented.
Hasn't shown that all year.
Hasn't been in that situation
exactly
all year. In fact, before that Padres game that he closed, Mark, he had never pitched past the 8th inning with a lead. It is so much different when you have to come in and protect the lead, 1 run, 2 run, 3 run. Any save situation is going to be different. So I view it as a necessary win because that's a learning experience for Randy Rodriguez and someone who has been one of your most important players to this point. And I think he's only going to get better from that experience.
Yeah. Yeah. 888-957-9570. It's Mark, Randy, Evan Giddings with you. We're in for Willard and Dibbs here on 95.7 The Game. Willard and Dibbs out with a family graduation. So we're with you until 6. If you want to weigh in on that Giants loss, I mean, is it a nothing to see here loss? As Evan puts it, a necessary loss, a learning experience loss for someone like Randy Rodriguez? Or is this a sign of something bigger? You can hit us up. 888-957-9570. For me, this is not a sky is falling loss. This is not a 7-game win streak, be damned. That's not who this team is. What the Giants showed yesterday is more of who they are. That's not how I feel. But the way that I view this, Evan, is this is the kind of loss that confirms to me what kind of team the Giants are. The kind of team that I already thought they were, which was a good baseball team. A good baseball team, but one that is kind of playing on a razor's edge. And one that does not have a ton of margin for error. And you commit an error like that in the 9th inning, or you can't throw a strike to batters in the 9th inning, or you throw an inexperienced closer out there in the 9th inning, you might lose that game because you don't have a ton of margin for error. Now, they ultimately had a good chunk of margin for error yesterday. Specifically, they were up 7-2. It's one of the worst teams in the history of baseball. Yada, yada, yada. I get it. But as we zoom out and look at this team from a wider perspective, yes, they had won 7 consecutive games, 6 of them by 1 run. They could have easily lost 3, 4, 5, hell, all 6 of those games. They probably could have, should have lost each of the first 2 games of this series versus the Rockies. This is a team that, you know, again, it's not a disastrous loss that's going to potentially be the reason why they don't make the postseason or whatever. It might be. Who knows how it's going to turn out. This is a loss, though, I think that just shows, as presently constructed, currently with their injuries as well, this is a team that can't make those little mistakes because that's going to be the reason that they lose. They just don't have a ton of margin for those kind of errors.
I mean, I would argue no team can, though. Like, for example, the Sunday game where they beat the Braves. I mean, they're an Ozzie Albies kick ball away from going to extra innings or potentially losing that game. Like, when you're playing 1-run games, Stuff like that's going to happen. And I don't know. It doesn't necessarily tank my belief in the Giants. It doesn't mean that I feel any worse about them. But the Giants have been playing with fire all season long. And that's also their path to victory. They're going to play in tight games. They're going to have to make routine plays, spectacular plays. And if they don't, it might come back to bite them. But the night before, they executed a beautiful squeeze play that ended up being the difference, yep, in that game. A couple of nights before that, they had a few. I mean,
only at True North stores, new True Rewards members stack your savings at the pump. Sign up and earn 15 cents a gallon on your first fill up. Second fill, get 30 cents off a gallon. Then earn a massive 40 cents off a gallon on your third fill up. Join now. This offer won't last. Find the True Rewards app in your favorite app store. Download and click the star to sign up. Must be a new member of both True Rewards and Shell Fuel Rewards to qualify. Limit 20 gallons per fill. Additional terms apply. Offer ends August 3rd. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
You just realized your business needed to hire someone yesterday. How can you find amazing candidates fast? Easy. Just use Indeed. Stop struggling to get your job posts seen on other job sites. Indeed sponsored jobs help you stand out and hire fast. With sponsored jobs, your post jumps to the top of the page for your relevant candidates, so you can reach the people you want faster. And it makes a huge difference. According to Indeed data, sponsored jobs posted directly on Indeed have 45% more applications than non-sponsored jobs. Plus, with Indeed sponsored jobs, there are no monthly subscriptions, no long-term contracts, and you only pay for results. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/listen. Just go to Indeed.com/listen right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/listen. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Indeed is all you need.
Spectrum Business keeps real businesses like Rise Bakery connected.
As a business owner, my Spectrum services help simplify my day. Everything we do is easier knowing that we've got a reliable connection. And it helps our business just run really smoothly. Even though our techniques are very ancient, we rely just as heavily on technology. Spectrum allows my business to go from surviving to thriving.
Keep your business running smoothly with Spectrum Internet, starting at $40 a month. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.
Opening day. At this moment, every fan from every team feels exactly the same way at the exact same time. Like anything is possible. And on Arena Club, home of the original Slab Pack, you can rip open that feeling anytime you want. All the excitement, the hope and anticipation, the love of the hobby and love of the game is right there in your hand. Have an opening day every day. And let the chase begin at arenaclub.com.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Just gritty at-bats in which they were down 0-2, ended up working Watts. Adames comes to mind. You know, like, those are the kinds of games that you're going to have to win. So while they didn't make enough plays yesterday, I don't look at it even against the Rockies as being, a marring loss to the winning streak. Like, you are not going to keep winning one-run games again and again and again. In fact, the stat that it only happened once, 7 times in a row, one-run games?
Yeah, like the Cubs in the 1960s or something. I forget exactly when, but yeah.
Yeah, like,
you know, that was the only other team to do it more than the Giants.
During Prohibition is the last time. I don't know. But the point is, it was eventually going to run out,
yeah,
and it ran out against the Rockies. But I also think, too, Mark, like, it doesn't change how I feel about this Dodgers series whatsoever, and I don't think it changes the way the Giants feel about that series. To me, the way that they lost was because of inexperience, and it was because of players that have been in positions that they're not typically prone to. Schmidt is not their everyday third baseman. That's Chapman. Rodriguez is not their everyday closer. That's Duvall or Walker. Players being put in positions where their failures should ideally enhance their future production, That's something that if I'm Bob Melvin, if I'm the Giants, I just got to live with.
Well, I think also, and we got a text from the 925 asking, how could you possibly be inside the head of a professional baseball player? That's ludicrous. But I think the way that the Giants have handled Randy Rodriguez in the past suggests exactly what you're talking about. I remember when they made the change, when Bob Melvin changed the closer from Walker to Doval, that was while they were in Detroit. They got swept by the Tigers in Detroit. And he said post-game, they hadn't had a save opportunity in a while, but he said post-game, one of those days, a couple of days ago, I decided Doval is our closer, Walker is going to be the eighth inning guy. And I forget who it was. It might have been Shane Rubin of the Chronicle who followed up and asked, essentially saying, well, what about Randy Rodriguez? Was he in any consideration? Do you ever think about putting him in the ninth inning? And he immediately shut it down. He said, no, he's not a ninth inning guy. And there has been an extreme hesitancy to use him in the ninth at all. And we've only seen it twice this year. It happened out of necessity because you couldn't throw Doval three consecutive games. But even before there's been any sort of even usage of him in the first place, the Giants were extremely hesitant to use him there at all, Evan, even despite the fact that he's been, by a pretty decent margin, their best reliever this whole season.
Also, I'm not in the head of a professional athlete. What I've done is listen to professional athletes. And people that have closed and people who have tried to close will tell you, it demands a different mindset. And so if it's your first time doing it, and oh, by the way, Rodriguez has closed in the minor leagues. He's got six saves over 4 years. That's not a lot of tight experience where you're in that situation. So all I'm saying is that if other athletes are telling me that closing and relieving, the setup man, the closer role, they're completely different mentally with how you have to approach it, I have to imagine that Rodriguez, who's a very young pitcher, he's very talented, is undergoing the same thing. And so my thought process yesterday was just like, this is not going to be as easy as 1-2-3, where he's basically mowed everybody down for the entirety of this season, because it's a different situation. Pitching with the lead is different than pitching from behind. Pitching in the ninth is different than pitching in the eighth. And I also don't think it means that Randy Rodriguez can't be a great closer. Like someone who they've often, a lot of people have compared him to, take K-Rod, right? Yeah. Francisco Rodriguez, Hall of Fame closer. He didn't start, he wasn't the everyday closer, he wasn't the full-time closer until year four. Like when the Giants met him in the 2002 World Series, he was not the closer. He was the setup man. He was electric. He was unbelievable. But he did not yet become the closer until his fourth season in the major leagues. So it's a process with someone like Rodriguez. And I, for one, love the fact that Bob Melvin allowed him to fail in that situation, because I think with how much talent he has, with the electricity in that right arm that he has, this is only going to help him. Mm. And it's going to help the Giants.
Yeah, no doubt. 888-957-9570. Earl, I see you on hold. We'll get to you when we come back. Plus, you want to play golf with Willard and Dibbs? Well, the guys will be broadcasting live from Cache Creek Casino Resort on Friday, June 27th. And today, Evan and I, we're giving away an overnight stay plus a round of golf with the guys later on in the show. And that, of course, overnight stay and the round of golf is at Cache Creek. It's to one lucky listener and their guest of choice. All you need to know now is keep on listening, because in the 5 o'clock hour, we will ask three trivia questions about things we say on the show. Your first hint is coming right around 3 o'clock. And then when the time comes, the first person to answer all three questions correctly on our contest line, I'll give you the number in a little bit. You will win the overnight stay and the round of golf with Willard and Dibbs at Cache Creek. So just keep listening. All right, it's Willard and Dibbs. It's Evan and Grandy with you here on Willard and Dibbs on 95.7. The game, talking Giants, talking Dodgers. We'll also get into Brandon Ayuk and Kevin Durant and the NBA Finals before the show is over. Plenty to get to you on a Friday right here on 95.7 The Game.
Now, back to Willard and Dibbs on 95.7 The Game.
Welcome back. No Willard, no Dibs today. They're out at some family graduations. It's Evan Giddings. I'm Mark Randy with you, filling in on this Friday. Happy Friday. The overcast has cleared, at least here in the city. It's a beautiful day out there. Hope you're enjoying an early beginning, maybe, to your Father's Day weekend. Happy early Father's Day to all the dads out there, all the father figures out there. I know I'm excited to go up and see my dad tomorrow.
Evan, was tomorrow his choice?
Tomorrow was the family's choice, like, as a whole.
So not just his.
Not just his, but he was in for it.
All right, so it's partially Father's Day.
We gave him the right of refusal. He could have vetoed it if he wanted, But he said no. Saturday works.
Okay.
Yeah.
Just want to make sure it's all about him.
I know your dad is out enjoying vacation in Kauai, so you're not going to get to see your dad on Father's Day. But
no, I typically don't, but I'll call him in the morning. Although I got to wait. Hawaiian time's 3 hours behind us. Yep. So usually you just get up and call him in the morning. But I don't know, his wake-up time's like 5:30, 5 a.m., so I think I should be okay.
Yeah, you're good. Anyway, happy Father's Day to all the dads out there. Looking forward to this weekend for sure. I think one thing, Evan, to continue our conversation from the other side of the break, talking Giants and what happened yesterday in Colorado, if there was anybody out there who maybe didn't quite feel this, maybe they feel this way now, one thing the Giants desperately need, and I think we got confirmation that they do need this, they need Matt Chapman to be healthy once he comes back to play the rest of the year. They need Matt Chapman. They need his bat, his power, and they need his glove. I know Casey Schmidt's known for his glove, and he made an amazing play earlier in the series versus the Rockies. Despite Matt Chapman's errors, he makes that play, turns that double play. Giants win the game yesterday in Colorado with him, most likely. But they desperately need Matt Chapman. Even if the bat isn't great, he's still one of their more valuable players.
Well, I think that the bat has actually been a lot better, and it's probably been at the best it's been this season. That's what sucked. Like, he was swinging it really well.
Bad timing.
But Chapman, I know people love Ramos. I know people love Lee. Perhaps Webb is in the conversation too, but it's a bit different for position players. But like, Matt Chapman's your best player. Like, he's your best overall player, in my opinion. I think with what he does on the defensive end, along with, he has 20% of their home runs. And really, if we're talking about what the Giants lack...
20%, is that true?
Well, it might have changed after the Rockies series.
But going into the series.
Going into the series, when he had 12 home runs of their... I think it was 61 going in. Like, that's a lot. And when you remove that from your lineup, you're asking... Well, apparently you're asking Willy Adames to not do too much because he's incredible, mile high. But the point is that the Giants don't have a lot of guys that swing and get extra bases. And that's what you have to have in order to be successful in 2025 if you're going to score runs. And I think basically, you know, the Giants are resigned to, if we can get four, which is about what they average, a little more than four runs per game, then they're going to be in any ball game. And it's just a question of how you get there. And I think Matt Chapman is a big reason why I feel like they're going to have an opportunity to be in any ball game. Also because the amount of pitchers that they have, they have more strikeout artists in their bullpen, but a lot of their starters are guys that pitch to contact. And Matt Chapman is a massive plus. He might be the best defensive player in baseball. So, you know, you're missing arguably your best player. And I just think that's something that absolutely is going to hurt at some point over the next few weeks until he returns.
Yeah, and it hurt yesterday, and it's very likely going to continue to hurt. No matter how, I mean, I thought Casey Schmidt had himself an awesome series, except for that one blunder that he made, which, you know, might have cost the Giants the game. Not that it's solely on him. Randy Rodriguez wasn't good either. But Casey Schmidt makes that play, you very, very, very likely win. A double play would have ended the game. You can't assume a double play, but... it hurt the Giants yesterday, and Matt Chapman might miss upwards of like a month because there's a chance that he does not play until close or maybe after the All-Star break, and that is coming up in mid-July. 888-957-9570. A couple of you want to talk about these Giants. Let's go out to you. Earl is in East Oakland, and he starts us off. Earl, what's up? How you doing?
Yo, yo, good afternoon. What's going on, fellas? Thanks for taking my call.
For sure, man. What do you got?
Yeah, no doubt. I was calling because I was curious about how we ended up with the Randy Rodriguez in the ninth situation yesterday to begin with. You know, I know, I guess Camilo couldn't go 3 days in a row, but if I'm not mistaken, the day before, you know, they brought Camilo in with a 3-run lead to pitch the ninth, and I feel like that ended up being primarily the reason why he couldn't go yesterday when it was actually a save situation. I never really saw it ideal for the first time Randy Rodriguez was like pitching the ninth inning to be in a real save situation. So curious about like y'all take on that. Obviously Bob Melvin couldn't foresee that we would, you know, need a save yesterday, but I thought that was kind of odd. I think it's been weird seeing Camilo's trajectory throughout the year. Like he had lost the job and then he earned the job back, but then we're bringing him in when we don't actually need a save. And then we can't use him when we do need a save. So that kind of just threw me off a little bit. As far as the loss itself, I don't really think it's the end of the world. I still feel great going into the Dodgers series. It would have been real nice to be coming in on a, you know, 8-game win streak, but really encouraged by Willie Adames kind of stepping up. I'm hoping that whatever he can bring between him and Casey Schmitt maybe can make up for what we don't have in the field, which happened during his absence. But I feel like we're all right. I just – something about that eighth, ninth inning with the love triangle with Rodriguez and Walker and Doval is kind of throwing me off. I wish we could be more consistent. Like, you have a closer, he comes in to close games. And if it's not a safe situation, why have him throwing pitches when we're up 3-4 runs? And then have to go to a Rodriguez when we only have a 2-run lead, you know, to close out the series. But, yeah, that's it for today. Thank you all again.
Yeah, appreciate the call, Earl, and I think it's a good point. So, Doval closed game one in Colorado and did a good job. Got the win there, 6-5 Giants win. Came from behind late, and he closed the door. He then pitched again game two on Wednesday. It finished as a 10-7 game, but he gave up a run. He came in with a 4-run lead, Evan. And at that point, I think a lot of us are thinking, all right, you're using him in a 4-run game. You're not going to have him available tomorrow. And if you need him tomorrow, which was yesterday, maybe you get hurt as a result. And that's exactly what happened. But it's also a little challenging because you're warming him up before that ninth inning when it's still a save situation. Then your offense piles on. Suddenly it's not a save situation. He's already up and warming up. What do you do there if you're Bob Melvin? I'm not sure. But using him that second straight day when it ultimately proved maybe not totally necessary, that might have also cost the Giants yesterday.
Yeah, I mean, it just comes down to how badly you want to chase the win or chase the sweep. Like, for example, if Doval doesn't throw yesterday, but he throws yesterday, you might not have him tonight.
Yeah.
You might not have him for the bigger series against a better team in which there's probably going to be some high leverage situations. I think it's just about conserving arms at this point. And that's why, going back to the first game of the series, like, the guy who kind of preserved the bullpen so that we can even have this conversation is Spencer Bivens, because Melvin threw him to the wolves. Like, he just said, this game may or may not be over. Get out there. He almost cost him the game, mind you, because he probably left him in an inning too late. But that means that you don't have to burn through your entire bullpen the remainder of that series. What I think that Melvin was trying to do yesterday is allow Randy Rodriguez his first real taste of what being a closer is like. And it's a relatively low-stakes situation. You've already got the series. You're playing the worst team in baseball. And you have a 2-run lead. So it's not as if it's a one-run situation. You're not coming in mid-inning, which he's shown he can do. That was me, Bob Melvin, saying, all right, this is going to be pretty much right now a toss-up. Duvall's our closer. Like, he make no mistake, Duvall is the closer for the San Francisco Giants. But the guy who is eventually going to have to pitch in case Duvall can't go, or maybe Duvall gets in trouble, that's up for grabs right now. To me, Ryan Walker has not proved this year that he's been the same pitcher he's been the last couple seasons. And though he got the intract of the closing job, he's not been able to hold it. That's the only reason that Doval is back to being the closer. So I think that Melvin was trying to give his young 25-year-old flamethrower an opportunity to prove that he could be not just a closer, but potentially the closer of the future for the San Francisco Giants. Get him your first taste of that. And it didn't go very well.
Maybe ideally you get the save and then you feel more confident with him and he feels more confident in the future. But even worst case, he blows it. You lose the game. But then he and you, being Bob Melvin, feel more comfortable going to him in that situation in the future if, as you're laying out, it is that difficult for a reliever who hasn't done that before pitching the...
Wherever summer takes you, save on your journey with True North convenience stores and Red Bull. Enjoy the new Red Bull Summer Edition, White Peach, a perfect balance of bold, sweet, and refreshing. Right now, grab any 3 8-ounce Red Bull for $6.50 and save 10 cents off a gallon, just in time for your next road trip. Save big all summer long with the True Rewards mobile app, available in your favorite app store. True North convenience stores, fast, friendly, clean.
You just realized your business needed to hire someone yesterday. How can you find amazing candidates fast? Easy. Just use Indeed. Stop struggling to get your job posts seen on other job sites. Indeed's sponsored jobs help you stand out and hire fast. With sponsored jobs, your post jumps to the top of the page for your relevant candidates, so you can reach the people you want faster. And it makes a huge difference. According to Indeed data, sponsored jobs posted directly on Indeed have 45% more applications than non-sponsored jobs. Plus, with Indeed sponsored jobs, there are no monthly subscriptions, no long-term contracts, and you only pay for results. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility. at Indeed.com/listen. Just go to Indeed.com/listen right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/listen. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Indeed is all you need.
Real businesses like Malibu Apothecary rely on Spectrum to keep them connected.
We're a fragrance company, but we also have a lot of technology that we use. Spectrum is really the backbone of any of the business we do here. Having a reliable, fast internet service that can fit my budget is really great. I traded a 9-to-5 for a 5-to-9. It's a lot of work, but I love it.
Spectrum Business Internet starts at $40 a month when bundled. Learn more at spectrum.com/business. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.
Opening day. At this moment, every fan from every team feels exactly the same way at the exact same time. Like anything is possible. And on Arena Club, home of the original Slab Pack, you can rip open that feeling anytime you want. All the excitement, the hope and anticipation, the love of the hobby and love of the game is right there in your hand. Have an opening day every day. Let the chase begin at arenaclub.com.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Ninth inning in a legitimate 3-out save situation in the bigs before.
Well, and you knew it was his inning because he let him throw 40 pitches.
Yeah.
Like he... There was no situation. You could have taken him out early in that inning if you wanted to.
Like when he got the save after Ryan Walker opened the ninth inning versus San Diego, when Duvall had thrown the previous day or two out of 3 days or two straight days, whatever it was, Ryan Walker gets one out on a deep fly out in Triples Alley. A couple other guys get on base, and they immediately have Randy Rodriguez warming up. It was not that situation where Rodriguez struggles, Ryan Walker is warming up. When Ryan Walker struggled, Rodriguez warmed up. When Rodriguez struggled, no one's warming up.
And the guy, I think it was Arcia, got the walk-off hit.
Yeah.
That was going to be his last batter. Like, but the fact that he even let him go against Arcia, I think at like 35 pitches, means that, again, Melvin was putting him in a position to either succeed or fail. And to me, that's something that managers don't do often enough now. And I really like, because, again, yes, you could lose the game. I don't think it's a crazy... you know, gut-wrenching, throw off the trajectory of the season type of loss. I think it's a loss in which, again, the youth and even some of the injuries that the Giants have obviously faced, it caught up with them a little bit. But it's not, to me, it has no effect on the series this weekend against the Dodgers. And in fact, I know that momentum is supposedly, you know, a big thing for a lot of people. Like, in a way, that's kind of a reset that, all right, these are the games that we're going to have to win. These are the ways that they could go. But in order to experience, to me, just in life, but specifically in sports where you play every day like baseball, like you have to experience failure. And to me, for them to get Schmidt a little bit of that and Rodriguez a little bit of that, like I don't think that's going to kill them whatsoever. And I actually don't think it impacts this game tonight whatsoever.
Mm, we can get into that in a sec, but I want to clean up another call here. 888-957-9570. Richie in Queens wants to weigh in. Richie, what's up? You're on Willard and Dibs. It's Grandy and Evan in, though. How you doing, Richie?
It's good talking to you guys. Yeah, I'm from Queens, New York, a longtime Giants fan, big time, since 58. You know, I was thinking, I'm on hold, and I'm looking at the schedule, and I don't want to project too much because we have to get to the playoffs, but the last 19 games, 13 against Arizona and the Dodgers, and it's incredible when you think about it that I think this is the first series, right, we've had with the Dodgers?
That's correct.
And here we are, June 21st, which the interleague drives me crazy. I think it's great, but I think it's just overdone because I just like at the end of the year where you have that ability to face the teams that you more than likely have to beat to get into the playoffs because the West is so strong. The thing with Rodriguez, I didn't understand about coming in with the 4-run lead. You know, we obviously lose him for a while. And it, to me, it's Walker 6. It's Rodriguez 7. It's Rodgers, who's just incredible. I love everything about that kid. His demeanor, nothing fazes him, and obviously Duvall. So you won't have Rodriguez for a day, maybe two, because he's been really careful with him with his pitches. But, you know, the Bevins and Beck and Jelly, I'm not, you know, those are okay. But the four of those guys with Miller, really tough at the end of games. And to go against Yamamoto and Webb tonight, when you look at it, guys, it's just incredible, because I was on earlier in the week and I said, if Adames can hit, which I really thought he would, he's 31 years old, he's not done, it'd be like picking up a trade the second half of the year. I mean, so I really felt that he was going to come around, and I know it's Colorado, but he made solid contact, and solid contact is wherever you are, it means something. So I'm hoping he picks it up, and yes, the Schmidt play was big. You know, Chapman and Adames really were really big as far as leaving men on the first 45 game, guys. I mean, Chapman was on pace to strike out 200 times, which is unusual for him. But yes, he is a big part of our team. But yeah, I'm really excited. I mean, I just made my arrangements to go out to Milwaukee when they're out there. I'm looking forward to that. I go to one, and I'll be out in Frisco in September. So I really, to say that this game, 12 games, oh yes, and that was a tough loss, but I'm really curious, because when you look as an outside observer, just to end it, and you look at our lineup and you look at the Dodgers and you say David and Goliath, but the key to us is low scoring, keep it close, and maybe Dom Smith is Ross or Cody Ross or Scudero. Mm-hmm. Who knows?
Yeah, I like so, it, Richie. Yeah, really, I mean, there are a lot of interesting aspects to this Giants-Dodgers series, and appreciate the call, Richie. I mean, you just mentioned the pitching matchup today, and I know, Evan, the Dodgers have like half of their pitching staff, if not more, on the injured list right now, and we can get into that and who this Dodger team is and the Giants measuring up versus this Dodger team, and is this even like the real Dodgers team considering all the injuries that they have? We have an amazing pitching matchup today, though. Logan Webb versus Yoshinobu Yamamoto. Those two have been, what, two of the top five pitchers in the NL probably so far this year. They have both been awesome. I am so excited to watch this baseball game tonight, because it's rare you get those kind of pitching matchups, especially in a rivalry like this one is.
Well, that's what I find fascinating about this series is, like, yes, the Giants, for lack of a better term, blew a game yesterday, right?
Yeah.
Bad loss on paper,
no
worst
doubt.
Team in baseball. I don't get the sense that that's killed any of the buzz surrounding this series.
Mm.
And to me, that's more of an indication of where the Giants are. The Giants are a must-watch baseball team. And I think the rest of the country, while all eyes are obviously always centered on Los Angeles, are beginning to pay more attention to the Giants, because you look at the lineup, and it's not really that impressive. You might not even recognize some of the names in the bullpen, but they're pretty damn good. The pitching staff has been consistent, but outside of Webb, it's like Ray's having a great year. He's a name. But there's kind of a lot of guys that have just overperformed on that side, and that's how the Giants have always been good. And I think the fact that Buster Posey's at the helm running the ship or steering it also brings a little bit more juice to this series and to the Giants themselves. So you took 2 of 3, you've won 8 of 9, 8 of 11 going back to the Padres series. Like, the Giants are playing really good baseball. And I think they've set themselves up for this Dodgers series. I wouldn't even look at it as a measuring stick series, because the Dodgers are banged up and the Giants are obviously missing Chapman. But it's your first time that you're going to see your division rival this year. And I do think that it's a really important opportunity for the Giants to set the tone for what the remainder of this season could be. On paper, people are right. They're not in the Dodgers League. In terms of payroll, they're not in the Dodgers League. All-stars, perhaps, not in the Dodgers League. That doesn't mean you can't go beat them. Like, that doesn't mean that you can't go walk into their house and take 2 of 3. And actually, Mark, I would go as far as to say, with the way the Giants have been playing, that would be something that I would not be surprised by at all.
If the Giants win the series?
If the Giants win the series against the Dodgers, I would not be shocked, because good pitching beats good hitting. And also, the Dodgers have not really been swinging it as well as everyone assumes that they should, just because they got Ohtani, Mookie, Freddie, Will Smith, and the likes at the top of that lineup.
Yeah, they're 5-5 in their last 10. Giants 7-3. The Dodgers are a game up on the Giants, 41-28. Giants are 40-29. You break down the records even further. These teams have been like identical at home and on the road. The Dodgers 23-11 at home. The Giants 22-11 at home. The Dodgers 18-17 on the road. The Giants 18-18 on the road. These teams have largely been very, very similar. Now, if you're the Dodgers, you're looking at this as saying, well, it's pretty remarkable. We're 41-28, first place in the division. We have, what, the third best record in the National League so far this year, despite the fact that Blake Snell hasn't pitched really the entire year. Tyler Glasnow has been on the IL for the majority of the season. Our most recent overseas international pitcher that we just signed, Roki Sasaki's been on the IL for a long time, and others who are also on the IL. But if you're the Giants, you say, doesn't matter. Your record is what your record says you are. And the fact, Evan, that the Giants are only a game behind the Dodgers, and it is June 13th. And if the Giants just win this series, they take 2 out of 3. These teams will be tied after this series. That's a realistic possibility. These two teams could be tied, or the Giants could have the lead after this series. The flip side is the Dodgers could be up by 4 games if they sweep. But the fact that it is this close, it's pretty remarkable, I think, considering what the expectations were for both these teams when the season began back in late March.
Sure, but you also have to understand that the reason why the Dodgers have so many arms is because they're all injury-prone. Like, they know and knew that the guys that they signed for big money, they have to be ready by October. They're not supposed to be here. Maybe it's June. Maybe they drop in August. Maybe they come along in September. Maybe they're available at the beginning of the season. But the fact remains, they signed so many different people this offseason and added to an already, you know, relatively talented core of pitchers because they didn't believe that they were going to be able to stay on the field. You know, the Giants ran into this a little bit last year. Snell is not someone, as Giants fans well know, who pitches a whole lot early in the year. And I think he's on the 60-day right now. But last year, they also knew that the Giants did. Robbie Ray was not going to be available for the majority, if any, of the first half. Alex Cobb, a name long since forgotten, was not going to be available to you for the start of the season. Like, if the Giants operated like that, they would be dead. Like, we saw what happened last year when injuries sort of decimated this team. But the Dodgers have tried to make themselves injury-proof. That's why they have so many names and so many arms and so many bats, is because they don't really care if a guy gets hurt or goes down because, all right, Tony Gonsolin's back. Now he heads right back to the IL with injury, elbow impingement. Well, that's fine. We got Kershaw coming back. He'll give us a couple starts, and then he'll probably get hurt. By the time he's back, I don't know, maybe Gonsolin will be ready to go. It's like they're just swapping in different names.
Patchwork.
Yeah. The Giants cannot operate, and I think have been wise to not operate like that.
And they do have a good amount of...
That also costs a lot of money to do.
Yeah, they do have a good amount of starting pitchers. I mean, one of the more interesting conversations is what the hell happens when Verlander comes back. And it's probably likely Kyle Harrison goes back to the bullpen. That would be my guess. And he's also a lefty, and the Giants don't have many lefties in the pen. They got Eric Miller, and that's it. But, I mean, you're looking at the Sunday game when Kyle Harrison has a start. And what if he limits the Dodgers' lineup on Sunday to 2 runs in 6 innings? Are the Giants going to take him out of the rotation right after that? Who the hell knows? But the Giants do have pitching that they feel like they can lean on and rely on, but not to the point where the Dodgers, and you can't, like if Logan Webb goes down or if Robbie Ray goes down, the Giants take a major, major, major hit, and there's very little chance they can keep up their winning ways the way that they have of late, without either one of those guys.
Yeah, I mean, look, it's... Yeah, the Giants are obviously behind the eight ball without Chapman. The Dodgers are missing some dudes. But the one advantage that you have in this series is you got both of your dudes going this weekend. You got Webb, you got Ray. I think Roop's pitching as well. Like, you have an opportunity here, to me, if you're the San Francisco Giants, to go down there and make a statement. I mean, this is the other thing, Mark. It's like we've been waiting for the Giants to make some sort of statement on the field for what feels like the last 3 years. I mean, really since 2021. Honestly, unfortunately, since they lost to the Dodgers in the 2021 NLDS. We've been waiting for this team to make some sort of statement. I think the biggest one that we've gotten has either been we're playing too much Pasoy, you know, in the clubhouse a couple of years ago.
That's a shock.
Farhan saying that we can't attract free agents to San Francisco, which you could fight him on. You may or may not be right, but that's another loud statement. And then the biggest one this season was Buster Posey saying it's time to go. We have not seen, to me, an on-the-field statement by the San Francisco Giants, and that's why I'm excited. I think a lot of people are excited to see if they can do it.
Yeah. When was the last time that the Giants had a series this impactful, this big, this meaningful? 888-957-9570. And also, what are your expectations for the series? If I tell you the Giants go 1-2, are you taking that? You want 2-1 or better? How do you feel if they get swept? Is that okay? Like, what changes your mind about the Giants? Could anything in this series change your mind? We can get into that when we come back. 888-957-9570. It's Willard and Dibs, Grandy and Evan in, though. We're brought to you by Fremont Bank, here for you, here for good. More when we return right here on 95.7 The Game.
Only at True North stores. New True Rewards members stack your savings at the pump. Sign up and earn 15 cents a gallon on your first fill-up. Second fill, get 30 cents off a gallon. Then earn a massive 40 cents off a gallon on your third fill-up. Join now. This offer won't last. Find the True Rewards app in your favorite app store. Download and click the star to sign up. Must be a new member of both True Rewards and Shell Fuel Rewards to qualify. Limit 20 gallons per fill. Additional terms apply. Offer ends August 3rd. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Spectrum Business keeps real businesses, like Rise Bakery, connected.
As a business owner, my Spectrum services help simplify my day. Everything we do is easier knowing that we've got a reliable connection. And it helps our business just run really smoothly. Even though our techniques are very ancient, we rely just as heavily on technology. Spectrum allows my business to go from surviving to thriving.
Keep your business running smoothly with Spectrum Internet, starting at $40 a month. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Going up.
Prices keep going up these days. It feels like being on an elevator that only goes up.
Going up.
But not at Metro. We're pushing the down button.
Going down.
We've lowered prices. Get one line of 5G data for $40, period. That's 20% lower. And you get a free Samsung 5G phone when you bring your number. Only at Metro.
5-year guarantee on eligible plans. Exclusions apply. See website for details. Not available at Metro with T-Mobile in the past 6 months. Tax applies.
Dollar Shave Club delivers premium razors without premium prices. Get close, comfortable six-blade shaves, swift rinse and four blades for thicker hair, and translucent shave butter for precision. Visit dollarshaveclub.com/homerun. Use promo code HOMERUN for 20% off.